The most famous house in Woolstock is collapsing in defeat on a one-lane road at the edge of town.
I was thinking about how this might have been what it was like when George was born in January.
Can we go in?
Yeah, we can.
Veronica Guyader has been leading a campaign to preserve the birthplace of Woolstock's legendary resident, who would grow up to be one of the biggest stars in early television.
Don't miss the next thrill-packed episode in The Amazing Adventures of Superman!
In the 1950s, George Reeves played Superman and Clark Kent, the newspaper reporter who gave Superman cover when he wasn't fighting the forces of evil.
Clark Kent speaking.
What's that? Jimmy and Lois kidnapped.
The TV series opened with Superman crashing to Earth as a newborn child and raised by a farm couple. Woolstock promoted itself as Superman's real hometown. His fans include collectors Viola and Vern Ratcliffe, who own the house he was born in.
This is very rare. It was on a cereal box.
Viola was also born in the two-story home.
And this is what the house looked like probably when George Reeves was born there.
Over time, the community lost interest. Fundraising efforts to restore the place fizzled, and the century-old building deteriorated. This might fall in. I don't think I want to go out here. With the snow, it could just fall.
Yeah, but this is original, right, Vern? Yep.
Oh, cupboard, the cupboards. Yeah.
Financially, it would cost more to rebuild it than to tear it down. Our thought was now to dig a hole and bury the house.
Bruce Rawl is the former mayor of a town divided.
Yeah, we should have kept it up in shape a long, long time ago, but the town, there's a lot of, in town, there's a lot of people that had some different feelings, so that was the problem we ran into.
Robin Hamer has gone from wanting the house saved to wanting it removed.
Unfortunately, it's a shame to lose a landmark, per se, but time moves on.
For Reeves, life after Woolstock was filled with achievement and tragedy. His filmography covers more than 40 movies, including Gone with the Wind.
Scarlet, don't you want us to have a war?
In 1940, Reeves sang in the film Argentine Nights.
To a distant town where the moon looks down from a purple sky.
His good looks and 6'2 physique made Reeves unnatural for Superman.
I'm amazed that any of you thought that display of fireworks bothered me.
In a guest appearance, he rescued Lucille Ball from an outside ledge.
What do you do? My name is Superman.
And Reeves did commercials for Superman sponsors.
Folks, don't wait. Get Kellogg's new Sugar Smacks. They're better than ever.
I have watched other Supermans, and I really think that George captured what Clark Kent and Superman are.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Because he shows his tenderness. He shows he's a little sneaky and likes to play a little bit.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
I think there will be people that will regret once the house is gone because he was such a big icon. He represented the strength of America.
Ben Steele in his bare hands.
The planned demolition of Superman's house comes 50 years after Reeves was found shot to death at the age of 45. In Woolstock, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.